This is the opening market report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. It is time now for our opening market discussion. I'm joined by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, yesterday markets closed for the holiday. Today they reopen. What are we thinking about what we might see?
Yeah, we didn't have any overnight markets, of course. It looks like it's going to be kind of a Friday trade heading into the weekend again. I mean, it's kind of a holiday feel to it, to be honest with you, Mark. I'm not sure that there's going to be as many people watching the markets today as what you would see on a typical Friday, but again, you're going into the weekend. I would expect to not fall asleep on this market. I would expect, you know, you could see some volatility here because the volume's so thin. So it'd be very interesting to kind of see how we trade here today. But right now, it doesn't look like there's anything super concerning with the weather. Of course, parts of Illinois had a fair amount of rain. I got rain finally right here in central Illinois, and I understand, you know, there's a lot of people other than us, but we've been fairly dry, and I've got to think that the market might feel just a little bit better about, you know, how this crop might look after the way the weather's played out here the last few days.
Matt, in just traveling across the state of Iowa over the past couple of weeks, first I took a trip to the eastern part of the state. This week I was in the western part of the state, and you did see some real variance in, you know, crops and crop growth stage. And we know that's because a lot of people were planting at different times because of the weather. But has that been widespread throughout the Midwest? Has that been a phenomenon that has been more typical in certain states like I saw here in Iowa?
You know, there's a lot of variability in Iowa. I agree with you, and I've got a lot of clients there. I feel like Iowa's probably a little more challenged, so to speak, than maybe Illinois. Now, at the same time, it's an interesting discussion, you know, in that Iowa, you know, is essentially seeing their drought go away, whereas Illinois has kind of entered into this U.S. drought monitor.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn up 2.5 at 408 even. August soybeans down 3.5 at 1154 and a quarter. August soybean meal up $4.20 at 354.30. August soybean oil down 27 cents at 48.37. On the Merck, August live cattle down 15 cents at 185.77. August feeder cattle down 52 cents at 262.85. July lean hogs up 15 cents at $89.90. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.